this is the Composer's Datebook for September 12th. I'm John Burge. For decades, many of the 20th century's greatest composers routinely visited Venice's famous canals and churches during a biennial music festival that showcased brand new works by the likes of Stravinsky, Prokofiev, Britten, and others. The French composer Darius Milhaud describes sharing space with several of his composer colleagues in a cramped festival green room. "It was a normal sight," he said, "to see Stravinsky's raincoat and Constant Lambert's tweed overcoat hanging near my two walking sticks. Meanwhile, the Italian composer Hildebrando Pizzetti would be putting up a mirror, opening a silver toilet case, and arranging flowers, his wife's photograph, and a sheaf of telegrams." On today's date in 1937, Milhaud conducted the first performance of his Suite Provençale at the Venice Festival. This jaunty score proved to be one of his most popular orchestral works. In 1954, it was Leonard Bernstein's turn. On today's date that year, he conducted the premiere of his Serenade for Violin and Orchestra with Isaac Stern, the featured soloist. Despite its admirable track record for picking winners, the Venice Festival shut down operations in 1973, although its impact lives on in the number of modern masterworks it helped launch in its day. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new. Thank you.